the first thing is we got to get some more land somewhere where they can build on. When the chamber was trying to find a new convention and visitors bureau person, he was turned down either two or three times because the person couldn't find any housing that they thought was affordable. And so we've got to continue to somehow encourage housing in the law of supply and demand. The only way you can get the demand down and the prices down a little bit is just a lot more supply. And I've been saying that for 20 years, and it seems like it just keeps getting gobbled up. And I don't know if it's the weekend people that are coming to town, buying places, taking them off the market, and then using them 20 days a year, that's one of the reasons there's shortages and then driving the price up. But yeah, I think we've got, if they can do something with the Royal Towers and get 50, 60 more affordable type of condo things there, that would surely help. If we can get some more of the affordable housing apartments off of Scenic, and then we hopefully do some fill-in on any vacant lots that people are willing to sell, and then come up with some kind of a revitalization thing. But we've got to somehow get housing more affordable, and we've got to have more land for people to build on. And those would be a couple of the first steps. And then just keep the quality of life high enough that people want to come to Manhattan despite the housing being a little bit higher.